together for Ukraine. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. The heads of four countries near Russia sat down with the leader of Ukraine as they expressed concern they may be the next targets of Russian President Vladimir Putin.
The presidents of Poland, Lithuania, Estonia, and Latvia meeting with President Volodymyr Zelensky in Kyiv as the Ukrainian leader pushes for more Western military support. The meetings about Russia come amid news that Ukrainian pro-Russian politician Viktor Medvedchuk was arrested this week after escaping house arrest during the war. Zelensky offered to release the Putin-friendly oligarch who was captured wearing a Ukrainian military uniform, but only under certain conditions.
Fox's Trey Yingston, Kyiv. A UN task force warns in a new report that the invasion of Ukraine threatens to devastate the economies of many developing countries that are now facing higher food and energy costs due to the war. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says the war is supercharging a crisis in food, energy, and finance in poorer countries that were already struggling during the pandemic, climate change, and the lack of adequate funding for their economic recovery. Frank James, the man New York City police say is the suspect in yesterday's shooting in a crowded subway in Brooklyn, is now being held at the Metropolitan Detention Center in Brooklyn after being charged this morning with terrorism.
Investigators say after attacking the Brooklyn subway station, James managed to escape by boarding an adjacent train, which was carrying wounded passengers to the next station. Investigators say they found ammunition and weapons at his Philadelphia apartment and storage unit.
Fox's Brian Yenis in Brooklyn. The motive for the shooting is still not known. A federal judge in California says a $137 million racial discrimination settlement reached for a black man who used to work in a Tesla factory is excessive and should be reduced to $15 million. America is listening to Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
Nerves rattled in some parts of Ohio over routine military drills.
Nighttime exercises by the Ohio National Guard rattling residents who live in southern Wayne County. The 180th Fighter Wing announcing on its Facebook page it would be flying at night April 11th through the 14th. But people who missed the announcement jumped on Facebook posting, "It would have been nice if we had a warning. People are a little freaked out with everything going on in the world." Another person writing, "My family was scared as well and didn't know what was happening." The 180th Fighter Wing says it tries to let people know, but not everyone gets the message. Plus, the training locations and flight paths can also vary depending on weather. CJ Papa, Fox News.
Amazon will start charging some businesses a new fee.
Merchants that sell products on Amazon's website will be hit with a 5% fuel and inflation fee beginning on April the 28th. The new surcharge, which won't be permanent, is a first for the e-commerce giant. The new fee will apply to U.S. sellers who use fulfillment by Amazon. The change amounts to an extra 24 cents per product stored and shipped. Inflation has skyrocketed in recent months, and gas prices have surged since the Russia-Ukraine conflict, with businesses grappling with rising costs. Last month, ride-sharing companies Uber and Lyft tacked on fuel surcharges to offset rising expenses.
Fox's Hillary Barsky. The surging cost of energy pushed wholesale prices up a record 11.2% last month from a year earlier. The Labor Department says its producer price index, which measures inflation before it reaches consumers, climbed at the fastest year-over-year pace in records going back to 2010 and rose 1.4% from February. Energy prices, which soared after Russia's invasion of Ukraine, were up over 36% from March of 2021. On Wall Street, stocks ended the day higher, ending a three-day losing streak. The Dow added 344, the Nasdaq plus 272, the S&P gained 49. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.